This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. In the United States, social media has been abuzz. President Trump commented that there will be a full federal report, and protests have erupted over the death of a black man in police custody who died in Minnesota, Minneapolis. Or I should say Minneapolis, Minnesota. The protest rocked Minneapolis for the second straight night, and one person was killed in what police were investigating as homicide amidst the violence that included looting and setting fires. The protests began outside the police precinct in the part of the city where 46-year-old George Floyd died on Memorial Day. Four Minneapolis officers were fired after video footage showed one of them kneeling on the handcuff Floyd's neck until he became unresponsive. In California, hundreds of people protesting Floyd's death blocked the Los Angeles freeway and shattered windows of California Highway Patrol cruisers on Wednesday. More than 355,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, more than 100,000 in the United States. The number of confirmed infections is more than 5.7 million globally and about 1.7 million in the U.S. Businesses across the country surveyed by the Federal Reserve don't appear to share President Trump's and the administration's optimism about a rapid economic recovery starting this summer. The Federal Reserve released a report and saying that it draws on business contacts from the central bank's 12 regions and details the economic damage in April and May as measures to combat the spread of the coronavirus outbreak. The report known as the Beige Book noted the Fed's business contacts were less than about the economy's outlook. President Donald Trump has forecast some great numbers, though. This is VOA News. Britain told the European Union on Wednesday that it needed to break a fundamental impasse to clinch a Brexit trade deal by the end of the year. The United Kingdom left the EU January 31st, but the main terms of its membership remain in place during a transition period until the end of this year, allowing time to negotiate a new free trade deal with the bloc. Failure to reach a deal would convulse global trade just as the world aims to exit the coronavirus lockdown. So far, the talks have not gone well, and that was the only thing on which both sides agreed at the end of the last round. Prime Minister Boris Johnson urged Britain on Wednesday to move on from what he described as a very frustrating episode when his closest advisor provoked outrage and scorn for traveling during the coronavirus lockdown. Dominic Cummings has refused to quit or apologize after it was revealed he had driven 400 kilometers from London to northern England in March with his four-year-old son and his wife, who was sick at the time, to be close to relatives. Johnson has repeatedly backed his advisor. The opinion polls show faith in Johnson has tumbled since the Cummings story broke on Friday. In the Mirror and the Guardian, newspapers with some people lampooning both the prime minister and his aide on social media. Opposition parties and some conservative lawmakers have also demanded that Cummings, the man behind the successful 2016 Brexit campaign and Johnson's landslide 2019 election victory, should resign. The United States and China clashed over Hong Kong at the United Nations after Beijing opposed a request by Washington for the Security Council to meet over China's plans to impose new national security legislation on the territory. The U.S. mission to the United Nations said in a statement that the issue was a matter of urgent global concern that implicates international peace and security, and therefore warranted the immediate attention of the 15-member council. Arizona's attorney general has filed a lawsuit accusing Google of misleading customers into thinking their location is not being tracked. The suit filed Wednesday alleges the company violated the Arizona Consumer Fraud Act. It stems from a state investigation that began after the Associated Press revealed in 2018 that Google tracks users' locations even when they explicitly tell it not to. The lawsuit also claims Google changes its privacy permissions without notifying users and that its Wi-Fi settings are misleading because they must be turned off in two separate places to disable location tracking. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.